Now here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers, John S. Doyle.
US President Trump's claim that his push to end the Russia-Ukraine war is on track, even as Kiev and Moscow accused each other of immediately breaking a deal to halt attack on energy facilities, gives the Irish Times its lead story. Donald Trump spoke to his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, yesterday by phone, and Daniel McLaughlin reports the US administration is saying that they spoke about, among other things, Ukraine's nuclear and other power stations. Trump said the US could be very helpful in running those plants. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure. Trump's threatened tariffs on the European Union are the main focus of the Irish Independence front page. John Burns writes that a number of US pharmaceutical companies are scenario planning, as it is described, about moving some manufacturing out of Ireland if Trump goes ahead with the swinging tariffs he has proposed. Donald Trump's hosting of Conor McGregor at the White House on St. Patrick's Day is described in the Irish Daily Star's lead headline, using the words of Ruth Coppinger, TD. She said in the Doyle yesterday, two rapists met each other in the White House on St. Patrick's Day, two men found guilty by juries to be rapists. Senan Maloney in The Independent reports that the Dublin West TD availed of Doyle privilege to make the accusation against the two men, without the last Cian Corla, John McGuinness, taking her to task. Maloney notes that in November, McGregor was found civilly liable in a High Court damages case in Dublin, taken by a woman who accused him of rape. And that last year, a woman won $5 million in damages from Trump when a New York jury in her civil case alleging he raped her in 1996 found that he sexually abused her and later defamed her. Call to crack down on price hikes is the lead headline on the Irish Examiner. Sean Murray reports that the state's consumer watchdog has said that the government needs to crack down on companies that are increasing charges for essential services mid-contract. The call comes as household budgets are to be stretched even further next month, with Air, Sky, Three and Vodafone all hiking TV, mobile and broadband prices, the paper says. Irish doctors' Gaza horror is the Irish Daily Mirror's lead headline. Sean Murphy reports that an Irish surgeon treating injured children in Gaza laid bare the realities of the war zone, saying it is worse than you can imagine. Dr. Morgan McMonagall, who was on RTE Radio's Today with Claire Byrne programme yesterday, spoke out after a ceasefire collapsed and Israeli strikes killed 436 people in Gaza this week, many of them young children. The doctor who must decide which lives can be saved with operations said the youngest child, who I pronounced dead, was 4 or 5 months old. A review carried out by the policing authority after the Dublin riots of November 2023 is the main topic for the Irish Daily Mail. What the paper calls the damning report has found that Gardaí fear using force to manage protests because of the availability of Garda numbers and fears that incidents will be posted on social media. On the science and climate page of the Times, Paddy Woodworth writes at length about Ladies Island Lake in County Wexford. He says the lagoon's status as a protected area for birds and wildlife has proved utterly ineffective. Amazon, the online retailer, is one of the biggest employers in Ireland, the Times points out in an editorial, and the government has its reasons for showing appreciation for the company's Irish website launched this week. But many of Ireland's retailers will be decidedly less enthusiastic. Adrian Weckler in The Independent reports that like most other big tech companies, Amazon is putting distance between itself and diversity, equality and inclusion initiatives, or DEI, in a Trump-conscious era. But the company's country manager for Ireland, Alison Dunn, says ditching DEI in Dublin is not a thing. No, we're absolutely still committed to all of our DEI goals and strategies, she says.
John S. Doyle.